United Airlines places orders with Boeing and Airbus. Korean Air places an order for new 747s. And Air Algérie buys four more ATR-72s. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, December 9th, 2009. United Airlines has announced a significant investment in its own future. The airline has placed orders with Boeing for 25 787 Dreamliners and with Airbus for 25 A350 XWBs, and the contracts include options for 50 more of each. United's request for proposals had the manufacturers sharpening their pencils for 6 months, and the carrier says it got deals from both, which enable it to meet its financial and operational objectives and respond to changes in future market conditions. United says the new planes will reduce operating costs and better match aircraft to key markets it serves. The new technology will also reduce fuel burn and environmental impact while enabling service to more international destinations. United expects to take delivery starting in 2016 and will retire its 747s and 767s from international routes about the same time. Find much more detail in the text version of this story, dated December 8th, at aero-news.net. Korean Air announced jointly with Boeing on Friday that it's ordered 5 747-8 intercontinental jetliners. That makes Korean Air the first Asian airline to order the passenger version of the plane. The deal is worth $1.5 billion U.S. at list prices. Korean Air already has arrangements to operate 7 747-8 freighters. Boeing Commercial Airplanes CEO Jim Albaugh says the Dash 8 is a good fit for Korean Airlines. Quote, "It will provide exceptional levels of passenger comfort, greatly enhanced fuel efficiency, and reduced emissions and noise," unquote. Korean Air Managing VP Won Tae Cho says the 747-8 Intercontinental fills the void between the 300 and 550-seat airplanes in the company's future fleet and will be used on long-haul routes to the Americas and Europe. ATR and the Algerian national airline Air Algérie announced Monday they've contracted for the purchase of 4 ATR-72-500s by the airline. Value at list price is $82 million, with deliveries in 2010. These ATR-72s are configured with 66 seats and will be powered by Pratt & Whitney 127M engines. Air Algérie already has 8 of the planes and says the new ones will allow it to offer more flights and open new domestic and international routes. The agreement also includes the establishment of a training center for Air Algérie, and ATR will assist in the installation, startup, and operation of a simulator. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has issued a preliminary report on the November 28th midair collision of a glider and its tow plane over Crazy Creek Airport in Middletown, California. A few facts are filled in since the initial reports, but the case is still a head shaker. Confirming witness reports, investigators learned that the tow plane, a Piper PA-25 operated by Calsor, towed aloft a Schleicher ASW-27 glider and continued about 6 miles to the west before release of the tow line at about 3,000 feet. The tow plane maneuvered in the area for a bit, then headed back to the airport. The glider tracked to the north along an adjacent ridgeline, but soon turned to the southeast toward the airport. Witnesses said they saw the Piper enter the left downwind at the same time the glider entered right downwind. They also turned base at the same time, and the board says there's no sign of any evasive maneuvers to suggest the pilots ever saw each other. They collided as both turned base to final. NTSB says the glider was equipped with a radio and a transponder, but the tow plane, owned by Calsor, had neither. Up next on ANN, Virgin Galactic unveils Spaceship 2 at the Mojave Spaceport. We may have a date for the first Dreamliner flight. And Airbus has built the first composite part for the A350. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for December 9th. I'm Paul Plagg. Virgin Galactic hosted the public unveiling of Spaceship Two at the Mojave Spaceport in California Monday. The company notes that despite gale force winds and stormy weather, guests hung around after the press conference to see Spaceship Two carried down the runway by her mothership, VMS Eve. The press conference itself was led by Sir Richard Branson and Burt Rutan. Special recognition went to the team at Scaled Composites. Governors Bill Richardson and Arnold Schwarzenegger both were on hand to help celebrate and joined Holly, Branson's daughter, in naming the spaceship VSS Enterprise. Virgin Galactic says the name was chosen in keeping with a long tradition of using Enterprise in the naming of Royal Navy and U.S. Navy vessels, NASA vehicles, and even science fiction spacecraft, but also in looking forward to the role of private enterprise in the development of the exploration, industrialization, and human habitation of space. Boeing officials, who are probably anxious to demonstrate that their latest development schedule for the 787 Dreamliner is a real one, have not backed down from their earlier prediction that the plane's first flight would happen before the end of this calendar year. Last week, Boeing officials said they've already fueled up the plane, but insisted that no firm date has yet been set for that first flight. Now, UPI reports the Seattle Times has learned from a source close to the project that the first flight is scheduled for December 18th, with a second flight possible just after Christmas. Boeing is sticking with its denial that a definite date has been set, but the UPI report also said test pilots fired up the engines on the first flight test Dreamliner last week, sending billowing clouds of smoke into the air as the pickling oil burned off the brand new turbines. Airbus says the first composite layup for the A350XWB has been manufactured in France and marks the coming to life of the new long-range aircraft. This panel for the center wing box is made entirely of carbon and has a surface area of 387 square feet. Once assembled, the box will be delivered to Airbus Saint-Nazaire for integration. Firm orders for the A350 now stand at 505 from 32 customers worldwide. Clear Fuels Technology and Rentec announced on Monday that they've been selected to receive up to $23 million as a grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to construct a biomass gasifier at Rentec's Energy Technology Center in Denver, Colorado. The gasifier will be integrated with Rentec's product demonstration unit for the production of renewable synthetic fuels from biomass. The 20-ton-per-day Clear Fuels biomass gasifier will synthesize gas from sugarcane, virgin wood waste, and other cellulosic feedstocks. The partners say the renewable synthetic jet and diesel fuels will meet all applicable fuel standards, be compatible with existing engines and pipelines, and burn cleanly with emissions of particulates and other regulated pollutants significantly lower than emissions of traditional fuels. Still ahead, the pilots of Northwest Flight 188 say controllers share the blame. A Delta hub has fallen off the list of the nation's busiest airports, and the FAA is about to award $7 billion in next-gen contracts. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, December 9th. I'm Paul Plagg. The two pilots of Northwest Flight 188, that's the flight that overshot Minneapolis by 150 miles, went before an administrative law judge Monday to try to get back their pilot certificates, which the FAA took in an emergency revocation. CNN reports that on their statement, Captain Timothy Cheney and First Officer Richard Cole charged, quote, the air traffic controllers did not comply with the requirements of the air traffic control manual and other relevant orders, rules, procedures, policies, and practices with respect to Northwest Flight 188, nor coordinate effectively with Northwest Dispatch, and such failure was a causal or contributing factor in the incident, unquote. Cheney and Cole have admitted that they were distracted by the use of their laptop computers in the cockpit and lost track of time. It's not clear how the tactic of blaming ATC squares with their admission in the same statement that they, quote, did not monitor the airplane or calls, unquote. The FAA has declined comment on ATC's role, citing an ongoing legal process. The contraction in the airline industry is really being felt at CVG, at Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. Cutbacks in scheduled flights by airlines, especially Delta, have seen daily departures drop to 225 from as many as 650 per day back in 2005. The loss of volume has resulted in CVG being dropped from the Transportation Department's list of the nation's busiest airports. Delta still calls it a hub, but the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Statistics defines a large domestic hub as an airport which handles at least 1% of the nation's commercial air traffic. CVG misses the cut for the first time since 1993. Statistics for the airport will continue to be reported on the BTS website, but will be dropped from the Bureau's monthly reports. The FAA announced on Friday it's soliciting bids from companies interested in competing for next-gen support contracts with an approximate combined value of $7 billion. It'll be the largest award in the agency's history. Under the umbrella awards, called SE 2020 for Systems Engineering 2020, the FAA will award as many as five separate contracts for research and development and systems engineering work that will help the agency deliver next-gen. The FAA says the team concept is designed to create competitive synergy within each group, driving innovation so that each team comes up with the best possible product. The agency stresses that the contracts are structured to encourage participation by small companies as both prime contractors and subcontractors. Five-year contracts will be awarded next summer, with subsequent 3- and 2-year options. And finally today, here comes the beginning of the best of 2009 stories. This ranking will be hard to argue. Astronaut Mike Massimino sent the first ever Twitter message from space back in May. Quote, "From orbit, launch was awesome. I'm feeling great, working hard, and enjoying the magnificent views. The adventure of a lifetime has begun," unquote. That message has been nominated by the internet news blog Mashable as Tweet of the Year in the 3rd Annual Open Web Awards. Massimino, who tweets under the name Astro_Mike, sent the tweet just after launch aboard Atlantis on its mission to repair the Hubble Space Telescope. He continued to update his followers, which now number more than 1.2 million, about the mission. Massimino is up against some stiff competition, though, including a photo tweet of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 in the Hudson River. If Mike's first tweet from space sounds a little long for Twitter's 140-character limit, it's just one more way in which he pushes the envelope, including the double exclamation points after the word awesome. It's 139 characters long. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, airshow performer Matt Youngkin has a couple tips for you if you want to perform aerobatics in a Beach 18. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.